This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, everyone. This is Rich Sheban live from Montana, sitting in for Vince today. And I am still in the healthcare category, and there's some very important information that must get out. Just like the breakthrough of Wyeth, a.k.a. Pfizer, asking for liability immunity and the facts that I shared with you from Robert F. Kennedy. So as more information gets out, more people get educated, very few people because of the alternative media, not the mainstream media, not the healthcare system. It's because of the alternative media that very, very few people worldwide are taking any vaccines at this point in time. So going back to healthcare, folks, Dr. Peter McCullough basically says we need a complete ban on messenger RNA moving into livestock. Look, Dr. Peter McCullough is great. I would definitely categorize him as a hero. But we need a ban not just on mRNA in livestock, but we need a ban on mRNA in everything, animals, plants, humans, if you don't consider us animals, including spike proteins, graphene, hydrogel. There's a whole huge list, nanotechnology, all the list of the semantics are huge. All of it needs to be eliminated. Look, the powers that be, you know, you look at like an Alex Soros, you look at Nancy Pelosi's kid, you look at a Hunter Biden, you know, Joe Biden's kid, you look at Mitt Romney's kid, all these people who didn't earn their job, John Kerry's kid, they're all on these boards in Ukraine. All these people didn't earn their job. They got it through nepotism connections. You would think when you, like an Alex Soros, when you inherit that they're admitting to like $25+ billion. You would think when you're born on third base and you got everything given to you, you would think that you would fight for humanity and say, okay, 8 billion people are too many. Let's give people $1 million to get their tubes tied and get vasectomies. And that's just one example that I shoot from the hip that I've mentioned before. But can you imagine if we could fight for humanity and do things with dignity, ethically, and not promote murder, which is democide, eugenics, and genocide that we're seeing live in front of us right now? I'm not making an argument that 8 billion people on the planet is too much. I'm definitely making an argument that as they get rid of food and energy and take away our freedoms, then it's obviously too much because they want depopulation. They want race wars. They want civil wars. They want nuclear wars. They have a lot of crimes to hide. Okay, moving on here. And I'm still in the healthcare or the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. Believe it or not, folks, grab a seat because I don't want anybody to fall over. The American Medical Association now claims that BMI, which is body mass index, you ready for this, is racist. That's right. So basically they want to, again, lower qualifications, lower unit of measures, lower standards. Do you remember years ago when I've given all these gardening is racist. Math is racist. Do you remember the reason why science was racist, folks? Okay. And this, believe it or not, isn't meant to be funny, as much as I enjoy being funny. But the reason they gave why science was racist is because black magic can't be explained by students in South Africa. You can't make this crap up, folks. You just can't. If we were a Twilight Zone writer, we would not be able to make this stuff up. Next, study links midlife obesity and belly fat to cognitive aging. And look, I don't disagree that as people deteriorate and they give up and they don't hone their interests and hobbies and take care of themselves and they let themselves go. I don't disagree with that. But what they're doing, we've given so many articles of people who have taken the jab or their partner took the jab and they're close, they have sex, you know, that bodily fluids go, you know, transmit from or shed with the spike proteins from the person who got jabbed to the person who didn't. And we've mentioned many of these studies where aging is very obvious by people who have either took the jab, and cognitively as well, or people who've been next to or near people who've been shedded on. So that being said, what they're trying to do in a lot of cases, folks, is make you look over here and not over there. So they're blaming midlife obesity and belly fat to cognitive aging instead of the jab or the transmission from other people. Okay, moving on. White House COVID coordinator. Can you believe we even have one after everyone knows this is now a bioweapon? It's unbelievable. Quote, a lot of healthcare facilities will mandate annual COVID vaccines. So if they didn't kill you or disable you, you shortly will be because they're going to mandate annual COVID vaccines despite all the hundreds, if not thousands of articles and interviews we've given you that this is a bioweapon. They're still pushing this. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. This is how stupid the powers that be think you are. Dr. Paul Alexander, the silenced jab injured, are committing suicide. So basically, you don't get any restitution. You don't get any recovery. You don't get any representation of any kind. So these poor people who are jab injured are committing suicide at unbelievable rates. This is what happens when people don't speak up. This is what happens when they turn on your fear porn mode to take the shot, and then you're so embarrassed that your pride and ego and saving face is keeping you from saying this out loud. And I've given so many of these examples, folks, of the cognitive dissonance and how many people that you know, family member and friends, who gave you so much crap early on. Oh, you can't be around me. You didn't take the shot. And now that every baby in the forest knows this is a bioweapon and people are dying and being disabled across the world from this. How many of those people had the humility to come to you and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong? This is a big problem, not just in America, mostly in America, but around the world. Next article, illegal students don't need any vaccines for school. I want you to think about what I just said. Illegal students don't need any vaccines for school. Do you remember the exemptions from the jab that we gave early on? We gave a ton of red flags. Remember Congress? Exemptions. The CDC and the FDA, over 30,000 of them. The White House, 60,000 U.S. Postal Service workers, all the people who were pushing it, 80,000 HHS employees, Health and Human Services, exempt from the jab. How about the millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants? Exempt. How about the millions of Chinese exchange students? Exempt. How about big pharma and liability immunity? Folks, this has all been planned. They all knew about it. They pushed fear with a fake PCR test. We've given so much red flags. Look, science is for sale, people. We have to realize it's for sale. We've given, remember all the articles we've given, how the powers that be were demonizing early therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and doctors and scientists were being fired who spoke up against the government narrative? Do you remember all that? No valid COVID test, the PCR fraud test, the graphene oxide, the blank package inserts, the liability immunity were for big pharma, and they weren't supposed to release data for 75 years. The 99.7% recovery rate for COVID. The hospitals and doctors getting paid huge amounts of money for a COVID diagnosis. Remdesivir, remember that? Bonuses for that, too. Oh, by the way, remdesivir, folks, if you're in the hospital, it's now under a new name. Go to Dr. Brian Artis, and he'll tell you this. The Dr. Brian Artis Show, this guy's a genius. He spends so much time reading and research, and he talks about nicotine and the nicotine receptors. And even being non-addictive, it's the chemicals that they've put into nicotine that has made nicotine addictive today. And he talks about how it's in some vegetables, especially the nightshade family. Some examples are tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants high in nicotine, especially green tomatoes. He talks, pardon me, he talks about nicotine being an antidote to these chimeric gain-of-function viruses, and more importantly, the synthetic venoms that's in these shots. And these are nutrients found in plants. Notice how there's been a push to stop smoking. And I don't know if there's any correlation here, but it just came to my mind. Do you remember when Tom Brady, I'm guessing a couple years ago, and he probably wasn't in on it, and if he was coerced to mention this, he probably didn't know why. And I'm not saying Tom Brady's an idiot. I'm just saying these sports people care more about their image and their money than too many people. We have to realize, Tom Brady is definitely the GOAT for professional football. There's no doubt about he is the GOAT. And for those of you who aren't into sports, it means the greatest of all time. I don't mean he's a GOAT, a four-legged GOAT. Because I can see the mainstream media, the Rich Sheeban alternative media, he's calling professional athletes GOATs. I mean, this is how they take things out of context. But I remember Tom Brady was asked in an interview what his diet is, and maybe workout regimen too, but I remember the diet part. And he said he avoided nightshade vegetables. Again, potatoes, tomatoes, eggplant, things like that. So could he have been coerced because nightshades and the nicotine in these vegetables are antidotes to the viruses that the gain-of-function people are making, and especially the synthetic venoms? I want you to think about what I just said. I'm not pointing the finger at Tom Brady. I'm just saying what he said, and was he coerced into giving that message, or was it just...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm trying to go into shortcut mode here, and it's just not working very well. I'm probably not going to get to 40% of what I prepared for, so I'm going to rip more stuff out. Staying in healthcare here, folks. Artificial intelligence now overriding decisions made by human care nurses at hospitals. Wow. I want you to think about this, folks. Are they purposely trying to discredit the medical establishment so you would accept AI, artificial intelligence? Think about this woke, equity, Hippocratic oath that they're pushing. Basically, regarding do no harm, they're eliminating it. Look at the HIPAA regs on patient confidentiality, means nothing. Look at the liability immunity by the drug manufacturers. Look at the physicians who go to school for maybe one semester on nutrition and neuropathy, homeopathy, things like that. Look at the, in other words, the synthetic Rockefeller medicine. Look at the payoffs for all the COVID diagnosis and the death certificates and the ventilators and the remdesivir. Again, it now has a new name. They use the chemical name or the brand name. I can't remember which one it is. Look at the prescriptions only filled by big pharma that had to be allowed, and you couldn't use the certain early therapeutics that I mentioned earlier, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, things like that. Look at the injection of bioweapons into innocent people when the FDA and the powers that be knew October 2020, all the adverse events, remember? Safe and effective. Remember all the myocarditis and the death? Remember all that? Remember Merck? I gave articles about Merck buying in meaning in India, generic pharmaceutical houses to eliminate ivermectin from the market? How about the lack of nutrition and other vitamins and therapeutics, like vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, NAC, selenium, B-complex, all the things that make a difference? Do you expect to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave if you don't participate? If you don't do your own reading and research? This is where we're at, folks. I told you in the beginning of the broadcast what the consequences are going to be if everyone doesn't get involved. It's up to you. Okay, moving on, staying in healthcare. The spike protein is making the masses cognitively retarded via neurological damage. We've mentioned this many times. Karen Kingston's mentioned this. I've quoted her and paraphrased her about how this is also a neurological bioweapon for transhumanism to manipulate your conscious, your memory, and your central nervous system. That's why it's basically combining nanotechnology with 5G. Why is not every sheriff and governor in this country eliminating 5G from their jurisdiction? What is everybody that dumb, that lazy, or care more about their own paycheck and pension? Look, if we don't have a country, I don't care what your paycheck and pension is. It's gone. Next. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is ending DNA testing of children at the border. So basically, the Biden administration is covering up what this article says, is covering up the sex traffickers so people can bring in children and they don't have to have proof that they're a parent, so to speak. So basically, the facilitation of sex traffic is what this bill is going to do. That doesn't sound like adult mutual consensual sex to me, does it? How about you? Okay, globalists are pushing pedophilia in education systems worldwide. Look, it's not just to be demonic and destroy the family and eliminate parental rights and depopulation. It's to cover for the world elite who got caught at the Epstein Islands and Epstein Mansions doing little kids, and they don't want the list to come out, so they want to normalize it and legalize it before the list comes out. But just think of how nefarious the powers that be are. Not one whistleblower is coming out with that information. Think about that. 72% of the FDA's budget comes from pharmaceutical companies. You know, the pharmaceutical companies who are supposed to be regulated by the FDA. It's all a scam, people. And I'm going to talk about Dr. Hotez briefly after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News update. A plea deal for Hunter Biden. Court records in Delaware say the president's son will plead guilty to two federal charges, willfully failing to pay federal income tax, both misdemeanors, and the prosecutor will recommend that Hunter Biden get a sentence of probation. The judge hearing the classified documents case against former President Trump has set August 14th as the start of the trial, but the Trump team is expected to ask for a delay. A race against time and the available oxygen for five people aboard a submersible craft missing in the Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic. Canadian and U.S. Coast Guard vessels are there. Navy ships are heading to the scene. Another big day of storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama, the system on track to hit Florida tomorrow. And Tropical Storm Brett could become Hurricane Brett by tomorrow. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands in the possible storm track. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, left to the broadcast. We appreciate you being here. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. So what I'm going to do, I want to make this the last healthcare, if you will, article, because I have so much more that I'm not going to get to, but I want to give a few examples of other categories. Basically, I mentioned right before the break about a Dr. Hotez. He refused to debate RFK. And basically, the article says it's a sign that the entire left-wing worldview is falling apart. And this Hotez guy, believe it or not, a physician. I think he's in charge of a pediatric hospital. I'm not sure of that, but I think I read that once. He's been a mouthpiece publicly on the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world, a mouthpiece for the so-called vaccine, which I use in quote, which we all know is a bioweapon right now. Well, apparently there's a kitty or a pot if you will, almost $2 million right now is what it's up to give, if he debates RFK Jr., who's not a physician, by the way. Remember, don't care about the credentials. Initials mean nothing. Forget about even calling somebody doctor. It's a joke. You got to look at, are they willing to sell out their country and humanity for their own personal gain? That's what you have to look at. Anyway, there's a kitty of almost $2 million from what I've lately read, where it can go to your charity of choice. And this Dr. Hotez, including the mainstream media, does not want him to debate him, because that's what they use, folks. They don't use facts, evidence, proof, or truth. They use propaganda, lies, gaslighting. That's how they do it. Do you remember the one article I mentioned about woke society will collapse as least qualified people are put in charge of everything? That's where we are as a country. Okay, I'm going to mention a few articles here. I'm just going to mention a few because, again, time. Of some good news of how people are waking up in our country and around the world. Spotify parts ways with Harry and Meghan after paying them a reported $20 million for 12 podcasts. Can you imagine getting that gig? Spotify called them effing grifters. And do you know Meghan Markle? She faked the podcast interviews. Her voice was dubbed in later. Isn't it nice to be a princess? Her voice was dubbed in later. Do you even believe that, or is that done by AI? You can't make this stuff up, people. You just can't do it. Ottawa High School students stage walkout to protest radical gender ideology imposed by school board. This is up in Canada. Look, there should be protests. You shouldn't be in a public government school anywhere in the world right now, especially in America. We've given so many ideas and solutions on how to combat that. Get your neighbors together. Make sure they have 15 years of private sector experience and have them teach skill sets, especially common sense, logic, foresight. It's not just book smarts, because most book smarts have been politically and socially indoctrinated. We need to teach people how to think and not be followers. Next, thousands of Catholics and Protestants gather outside Dodger Stadium as team honors demonic group Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Look, sports is a bread and circus distraction. The venues and platforms are owned by the CEOs and the big owners to sell out their country. Sell out their country. Don't go to sports anymore, folks. Don't go. And if the players don't stand up for the country, they're not. Why give them millions of dollars of salary? Why give them the fame and fortune when they're not putting their country first? Stop going to these venues. Lawyer Harmeet Dhillon says stop appearing on Fox News and urge Republican lawmakers to do the same. Look, no one credible should appear on anything but the alternative media. Not just Fox. It's all fake. It's all... We've given thousands of these articles of these talking heads saying the same words. They read off of teleprompters. They're puppets. They're actors. That's it. They sell the narrative of the world's global elite. Stop going to any of these venues. Do your own reading and research. Please. Fox News veteran employee who posted wannabe dictator about Joe Biden, he got fired. We all know that. Basically, this is the kind of action we need, that we call people heroes. Remember how I defined, it's not just hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, helping others, but it's especially what I call the pick effect. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. And that's what this producer on Fox News got fired for telling the truth and titling it wannabe dictator about Joe Biden. We've given tons of it. Tucker Carlson gave a great monologue just about that in a sarcastic way, but a very obvious way that he gave the message in context. DOJ asked judge to stop Trump from releasing evidence to media. Look, they don't want us to release facts and truth. When it gets to the point that they don't want us to release facts and truth, if everybody is not woken up, I don't mean woke, woken up by this, literal totalitarianism, literal tyranny, then I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what is more obvious than censorship, hiding the facts, editing words. I mean, Jack Smith did it again. Grand jury not told about Clinton Sox case and Presidential Records Act. That right there exonerates President Trump from all of his BS. Right there. Next, FBI deep stater who played key role in Mar-a-Lago raid flips, admits to Congress FBI illegally, let me say this again, FBI illegally searched Trump resort. So people are waking up. We need whistleblowers. Every government institution needs, an organization needs whistleblowers. Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and I am running out of time big time. I want to mention a few things on election fraud. Hundreds of absentee ballots from 2020 election found in Michigan storage units. Think about this. Unbelievable. Kerry Lake attorney says Maricopa County's chain of custody docs show 18,000 illegal ballots were injected the day after the polls. Do you know Kerry Lake lost by about 18,000 votes? And when I say lost, I mean I'm doing air quotes here, folks. Kerry Lake smeared Hobbs. She won by a landslide. We gave all the articles. Next, Arizona hack reporters are calling for indictment of the Gateway Pundit reporter, Jordan Conradson, for exposing Maricopa County's fraud. So you tell the truth, you expose the fraud, they're calling for. This is literal communism, folks. This is Lenin, Stalin, Hitlerism going right in live time. Limited Maricopa County 2022 ballot signatures review shows obviously mismatched signatures accepted at the first level. I was going through all these signatures, folks. They're not even close. They aren't even close. They just ripped it out in the last minute and didn't even. Do you remember when they went through the signatures? Like 47,000 of them less in like a little over 2 seconds apiece. You can't even make this stuff up. And now the Haldeman report has been released in Georgia. Confirms votes can be altered through defective Dominion voting machines. Remember how the powers that be, the Democrats, were. We gave all the articles and the interviews, all these Democrats saying that how these votes can be altered and the machines were nefarious. And they ignored all of them. And then the vote came for 2020 and 2022 and changed everything because it basically was absolutely 100% voter fraud. And speaking of, Mike Lindell made an announcement the other day, folks. There's a new election plan because there's no more truth. There's no more trust. We have cyber attacks everywhere. August 16th and 17th. In Springfield, Missouri. And Vince, if you were listening, you're not too far from there. I think you should attend. August 16th and 17th in Springfield, Missouri. It's called the Election Crime Bureau Summit. Okay, this is important. Everybody in the country and the world should be aware of this, especially after the Haldeman report basically announced that voting has been fraud. Did you hear me? Here's some more information on the Haldeman report. Reveals Georgia's Dominion voting machines can be hacked, votes can be changed, and elections can be altered. This is a professional announced recently that they won't update the phony, vulnerable Dominion software until after the 2024 election. They are admitting that the 2024 election will be stolen again, people. Wow. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, I'm going to go back to the initial theme of the broadcast and just mention in the last remaining few minutes as much news and information as possible that the people need to know about. Look, you're not going to get value by listening to the mainstream media. You're going to get propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, hoaxes, and they're going to tell you indirectly what they're going to do. They're going to insult your intelligence. They're going to degrade and disrespect you by rewarding mediocrity and destroying our own country, and opportunity, knowledge, and productivity is out the window. That's where we're at as a country right now. Okay, so here we are. I'm just going to rip off as much news and information as possible. Democrat governor says removing sexual books from schools is castrating the kids. Can you make up anything more stupid than what I just said in this article? It's unbelievable. I'm going to go back to this, what I've said a few times now. The definition of a woke society means that it's designed to collapse because the least qualified people are put in charge of everything. Mike Pence stumped by the question, who supports you? That's called, when you are selling out your country, you're called a traitor. And you stick up for the people who bribe you and blackmail you. Next, Brett Baer asked Trump on classified documents, but defends Pence after he lied about holding the documents. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody, we appreciate you being here today. I'm going to say thank you right now, and I'm going to rip out as much information as I possibly can before the end of the broadcast. Again, have a great Tuesday. So here I go. FBI helping Ukrainian authorities censor Twitter users and obtain their information. Look, folks, this is basically, it doesn't matter what police state it is, we need to invoke the 10th Amendment and not allow feds training. We need to kick feds out of certain states. No military weapons to any state police. We need to establish citizen review boards, which will have authority over all police brutality from fed to the state. Police have to wear cameras. There's so many ideas and solutions that we can have, people. I mean, what I just mentioned is not just collusion, it's treason. Next, 181 Democrats vote to ban gas stoves. Next, when President Trump was indicted, believe it or not, Lana McDaniel, you know, she's head of the RNC, was releasing new GOP convention logo. You can't make this stuff up. This is Mitt Romney's niece. It's part of the not earning your job. When you get jobs based on what group you're in or your nepotism connections, you don't earn your job. This is part, whether it be group identity politics, it doesn't matter what it is. The bars of standard and expectations for doing your job based on what group you're in, because you're entitled to play the victim group status card. I don't care if it's your group, your hyphen, your pronoun. This is destroying wealth equality. It's destroying, there's no capitalism. Everything's fraud. Nothing's legitimate. We have a fascist system that gives no value, no restitution, no rule of law to the little people. Nothing is earned in America, except unless you're working the trades. But if you have a government job or anything associated with any organization or institution, you didn't earn your job. Moving on. Pennsylvania state professor caught having sex with a dog. Do you really want to pay money to send your kids to government public schools? Really? Please send me a check and I will send you a virtual bridge. Next, Democrat and ranking member of the House Weaponization Subcommittee slips up and she says the quiet part out loud. Trump needs to be shot. That's correct. Look it up. So far in 2023, illegal border crossers outnumber the population of eight states. Eight. Chicago City Council approves $51 million in aid for illegal aliens. Planned occupation. Biden regime ensuring that illegal migrants released into America interior will never come back for asylum hearing. Do you remember I said last week 71% are going to Republican areas? Are you ready to start speaking up yet? The UN's new fact-checking system, iVerify, will use to crack down on misinformation all over the world. Let me decode that for you. You don't sell the globalist elite narrative, you're going to be dinged. That's how that works. A drunk Syrian rapes a 15-year-old girl in Germany and receives a suspended sentence, ready for this, for being well integrated. You can't make this stuff up. A little Montana information here, dovetailing with voter fraud. IRS Ray's Great Falls Gun Store forms 4473 were confiscated with buyer information. So they're taking information to go after the people holding legal weapons, folks. Are you ready to start doing something? Local Montana news report doesn't mention Form 4473. Look, I have mentioned this over and over again. The small regional media outlets are being bought out. They're looking for people who's willing to sell out their country for their own personal gain. That includes newspapers, small TV stations, radio stations. We've been mentioning this for a long time. Montana AG, that's the Attorney General, sounds the alarm. Armed IRS agents rounding up gun purchase records. There you have it. Next, liberal donor to Lincoln Project and Democrat campaigns arrested for starting massive California fire that's destroying over 100 homes. They have to keep the narrative going on climate change, folks. And going back to the vote and even Montana vote. Look, we have, even in Montana, even though we were ranked for patriotism as number two in a recent survey, okay? We have to realize that we are far from perfect. We still use ES&S machines. We only have 10 counties that actually hand count. They did this broken seal. The seal's broken. They did a test, and they said it was adjusted for altitude. Total crap. We still have counties accepting illegal monies for elections. We have illegal votes with no signature matches. We have 120,000 invalid votes in 56,000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.